listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. A world first right here in Australia. The use of psychedelics has been approved to treat some mental health conditions. Authorised psychiatrists will be able to prescribe MDMA and psilocybin, a key substance in magic mushrooms, from July. Tanya Deong from Mind Medicine Australia says this will help change the lives of people with depression and post-traumatic stress disorders.
Many, many more Australians can get their lives back, leading meaningful, contributing lives and being part of our communities and giving families relief from immense suffering.
Meanwhile, paracetamol pack sizes will be reduced and will only be able to buy one pack at a time under proposed new rules. A heavily pregnant woman has been attacked in her own home by an alleged intruder in Queensland. Police say a 23-year-old man broke into the 43-year-old's house on Wednesday afternoon before assaulting her. She's now in hospital in a serious condition. The case is due to be heard in court again next month. Tensions between China and the US appear to be escalating. Beijing has admitted ownership of a large white balloon spotted hovering over America, but says it's used for weather research, not spying, and strong winds blew it off course. The US Secretary of State has since delayed his upcoming trip to the country. And scientists here in Australia and over in the US are joining forces in a bid to bring back the Tasmanian tiger. Preparations are in full swing for the Australian Test side ahead of next week's series opener against India. Wicketkeeper Alex Carey says recent trips to the subcontinent will help the top order.
For the guys, it's trust their preparation. I think going to Sri Lanka as well and Pakistan the last 12 months, guys have been able to, you know, get their feet on the ground, train the way they want to train, and then be clear going into that first test.
And in the NBL overnight, wins to the Adelaide 36ers and the Cairns Taipans.